pray together. Father, now we come before you asking that you would so give us the gift of your Spirit, just as Simeon recognized the baby Jesus as the Messiah. May we recognize him also because of the leading and indwelling of your Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of his people Israel. That's known as Simeon's song. I hope you heard it this morning in the gospel. In the midst of all of that, Joseph and Mary have brought the baby. They brought the baby to the temple to do the purification rites. Now, it's basically the mikvah. It's also what, in fact, our baptisms are founded on. So we're participating in those same kind of purification rites, but with a much larger meaning and revelation because of Jesus. But that's why they've come. They've come there, and when they come into the temple, Simeon, who's been there waiting, we assume, for many years, holds the child and says that, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Well, we recognize, in fact, that Simeon was waiting and a very patient man. He was given that gift of being there, of the revelation of who Jesus was. Do you like to sing Christmas carols? I do. The last 2 weeks or so, and this morning we sing Christmas songs. Well, let me tell you, that's not a new thing. It's a very old thing. In fact, it comes from Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. In the fact that there are four Christmas songs, the songs of Christmas, or the songs of Emmanuel, the songs of Jesus with us in that. Simeon's song is one of those. The first one is the song of Zechariah, often called the Benedictus. That's when Zechariah is singing and giving praise to God and prophesying because, in fact, he's been told that John the Baptist is coming. So John the Baptist who points the way. Then the next one is Mary's song, the Magnificat. Now, some of you heard 2 weeks ago when our pastor did a great job of drawing a wonderful analogy, a comparison between Mary's Magnificat and the movie It's a Wonderful Life, and how George Bailey, it would have been so different if he hadn't lived. How different would it have been if Mary hadn't lived and given birth to a child and that Savior? So Mary's song, Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. This is the Magnificat. Then maybe the one that's most known is the angel song we call the Gloria, the angel song. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest on earth, peace and goodwill towards men. We know that one so well, that announcing to the shepherds the birth of Jesus. So there are the four songs of Christmas, or the songs of Emmanuel. Okay, now, let me confuse you a little bit, if I may. You know, we preachers, we like to show you that, in fact, we did a little study. And so sometimes we show off, okay? So I wanted today to explain to you the difference between Simeon and Simeon. You got that, didn't you? Simeon and Simeon. Simeon was the person. Simeon is the Greek for signs. The Christmas songs are giving the people signs. Now, what is a sign? A sign points to, here's what's coming. You know, slow down, speed limit, right turn up ahead. That's what these are. So these are signs, Simeons. So the songs of Christmas all describe signs to us. Remember what the angels said to the shepherds? You will find this sign, this baby wrapped. This will be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. That was a Simeon, the sign that they were told to look for. So each Christmas song were giving a sign. Zechariah, Mary, and the shepherds, they each got to see angels. Simeon, he got to see a baby. I mean, how do you pick a baby? How many babies do you think were coming into the temple for the purification rite? But by the gift of the Holy Spirit, he said, oh, but this is the one. This is the one. And so each one of them had proof of the sign. Zechariah's was that John the Baptist came. Mary's was, she was pregnant. They said, you're going to be pregnant, and she was. The angels, the shepherds, well, here's a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. So here is Simeon. Simeon waiting, and he's given a baby. Well, I could tell you, let me read you the scripture, and it's what it says about how did he know. How did he know? It's easy to say about the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's what the scripture tells us. And it had been reported, revealed to him by the Holy Spirit, that he, Simeon, would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah. And so that's what Simeon was working on. But the point was this. The signs that each one of those songs points to, the sign that Simeon was giving was something he could relate to. He'd been told to go and wait for a baby. And so that's what he did. The angels were told to look for swaddling clothes. Mary was told, wait for the pregnancy. And, of course, Zechariah was told, wait for John the Baptist. So they were each given a sign that they could relate to. Well, if I may, let me tell you a story that I love to tell. I've told it many times that might help you relate more to this. And that is how the shepherds related to the sign they were given. The shepherds there in Bethlehem. Now, remember, a sign points to something that is to come. And so what was the shepherd's sign? The angel said, this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Well, this is a story from the Messianic rabbis that I've listened to in Bethlehem. Messianic rabbis are Jewish rabbis, but who believe in Jesus. And so they tell the stories of Jesus in light of the Old Testament. Well, they explained to me that, okay, in Bethlehem, the shepherds there were Levitical shepherds. Levitical shepherds. That means that those shepherds, for the most part, were the ones who reared the lambs for the sacrifice in the temple. Now, remember that the temples were important. The temple sacrifices were important. And each year in the spring, the shepherds had a competition. The competition was who could have the lamb that was chosen to be the one Passover lamb. Remember at the triumphal entry when Jesus came in, there was the chief priest was walking in with a lamb. That was the one perfect lamb that was to be given as the Passover sacrifice. Well, what the shepherds did to rear their lamb was that they would take their lambs and they would swaddle it. They would swaddle the lamb because they knew the lamb had to be perfect. It couldn't have a scratch on it. It couldn't have a blemish on it. It couldn't have a place where the wool was marked. And so they would pick out the one lamb. They said, this must be the one. This is the best lamb I have in my crop and my herd. And they would swaddle it. So that means that they knew that when the angel said, you'll find this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, they said, then not only said, this is a baby, but this is the Passover lamb. You see the insight that they had because of that. They had the insight that this would be the Passover lamb. Well, now, Simeon was told that this will be the salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Wow, what a revelation that would have been to him. The shepherds saw Passover, but he would have seen salvation. Did you hear what Simeon saw? Let me read it to you again. He said this in verse 34. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts from many hearts will be revealed. Wow, okay. That is that he will bring salvation, but not in the way that they wanted it. He will bring salvation, but not in the way they wanted it. Simeon saw salvation, but others did not see the Messiah. They might see the threat to the status quo. Others saw a young man who keeps carrying on about the poor. Others might see a lawbreaker, disruptor of the peace. Some of them may see hints of a people's king. Some even may see God's chosen. Others will see a powerful healer. But most of them will see just enough to upset them and want them to get rid of him. Most of them will see just enough to upset them and want him to get rid of him. The sign that was given to Simeon, the sign that was given to the shepherds, the sign that was given to Mary and to Zechariah were all ones that they could relate to for their individual lives, for their situation, what was happening with them. You see, the important point of that is this. God, Emmanuel, who is Jesus, will meet you where you are in your situation. Jesus and the Holy Spirit gives us signs every day. All during our life, he gives us signs. Signs that we relate to because they are the situations of our lives. And can we then see? Now, what was Mary? Mary was wondering. What was her situation? Well, she was wondering, how can this be? Zechariah, he was submitting. Okay, I don't want to name him John, but that's what they told me to name him. Or what about the shepherds? The shepherds were anticipating, okay, a lamb, a swaddled baby. And Simeon, he's waiting. Hard for us to do, isn't it? Well, with that, what do you see in the situations of your life, in the signs that God has given you in your life right now? What do you see? Simeon cried out, "For my eyes have seen thy salvation." Do you see salvation? Or do you see the Santa Claus Jesus? You know, the Santa Claus Jesus, he's the one who's making a list, checking it twice. Or maybe you might see the Jelly Roll Jesus. Some of you might know about Jelly Roll, who is a famous or maybe infamous country singer these days. Infamous because of his addictions and his obesity and the life he lived, but now it's sort of seeming to be redeemed. But the song that made him famous just a couple of years ago was this. He said, "I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor." Is that the Jesus you know? I only talk to Jesus when I need a favor. Hey, today I need a favor. Well, all of us fall into that sometime, don't we? Simeon said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." What is saving grace for us? What do you see when you look to Jesus? What do you see when you look through the signs of your life, the situations that happened to you in those moments, and you look to salvation, you look to Jesus? So what are the signs of life? They're the regular events of life. I'm glad to say and sad to say. The joy of a new baby or the grief of a lost pregnancy. The hope of a new job or the fear of a new job. A life that isn't as you planned or a life that Jesus is forming for you that's better than you planned. How about a new year? The joy of a new year or the anxiety of a new year. What do you see in the signs of your life? For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Do you see Jesus? Do you despair or do you hope? Do you see death or redemption or resurrection? Do you see loss or redemption? What do you see? Are you waiting? Will you also cry out, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation"? Look closely. My brothers and sisters, look with prayer. Look with faith. Look with the help of a friend, a prayer partner, a pastor, a loved one. Look. Look through God's word. But for whatever is going on in your life, look for the sign that God is giving you, that he too will be present for you, that you too may cry out with Simeon, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Thanks be to God. Amen.
O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light with a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us and no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, we promise. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. In the light of his glory and grace.